year at the 2018 Correlation Client Conference in sunny San Diego, California, with Mr. Scott Butler from SwitchThink. How are you, Scott?
Excellent. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that.
Seems like I always run into you at the most special places.
And this is pretty darn special, I would say.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Absolutely. So, speaking of special, how's the conference going for you guys?
It's fantastic. Yeah? Fantastic. Tremendous amount of collaboration and just helping people figure out how to harness the power that exists in this core system.
Indeed, indeed. For the few folks out there who may not have heard of SwitchThink, can you give us a quick quick review on what it's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So SwitchThink is a CUSO created by Desert Financial Credit Union. Basically, they had such success in their conversion to Keystone, decreased their operating efficiency ratios down from 82 to 67 as a result of the software, as well as the team that they had that was able to manipulate the software and make it dance to their tune, as I like to say. And at the end of that, they decided that they wanted to take that capability and put it into a CUSO so that other credit unions could leverage the expertise. So we moved 75 people outside of Desert Financial's IT department into CUSO. So we got a ready-made set of employee base that really know what they're doing, and a great opportunity in the market. So.
Indeed. And you guys kind of unofficially launched about this time last year, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe a little bit before the conference. But
the official launch was July last year. So there was sort of an unofficial announcement when we were here last year. But the company didn't launch until July 1st.
Okay.
So in a year, you know, it's been just a lot of changes and a lot of amazing opportunities out there.
Yeah, tell us about kind of a year in review, let's say. A year in review at SwitchThink. How have things progressed there? How, you know, we started off almost from scratch here, obviously, but
absolutely.
Then you guys have made some huge strides in the last 365 days.
Yeah, we have, and it takes a while for the word to get out and for people to get some experience with us to understand what exactly we can accomplish. But it's been amazing. Our client base is in the double digits already, and what's really resonating is the domain expertise that our team has around the technology, the application of Keystone, and then they all come from a credit union background,
right.
So they've lived in credit union operations and have proven through the results achieved at Desert Financial that we know how to turn the technology into business results. And at the end of the day, that's what technology is all about.
Yeah.
We have to be an enabler for our clients to become more efficient, to serve their members better, and to help them save money so that they can invest that in things that help the credit union grow.
I concur. So what are some of the things, challenges or requests that you are hearing from credit unions? What are they wanting to get more of out of Keystone that you're hearing?
Well, it's across the spectrum, but at the end of the day, it's they know the power is there in the core, and a lot of credit unions don't have the resources to do it themselves. So they're looking for expertise that help them turn their dreams into reality, and that's what we're in business to do. So there will range of services from hosting to development. We're doing some project management work for some credit unions, and then we're doing some conversion implementation assistance for credit unions who have already signed for Keystone, but need someone to help them implement it in a way that creates the most value for the credit union. So we're doing a lot of different things, but it's all focused on the correlation client base. So we're not deviating outside of that, and we want to build the expertise and be the place to go for clients who have chosen Keystone as their core application, but are looking to get as much out of it as exists in the power
system. Well, yeah, and more folks, credit unions that is, are joining Keystone, so business, the future looks bright for SwitchThink.
Absolutely. The market momentum is great. People are seeing the power and the elegance of the system and the openness of the data to be able to leverage across their enterprise. So, wonderful system and a great spot for us to be to continue to achieve our charter, which is add value each and every day.
And so, what are you trying to achieve here? What are your goals for the conference here? Obviously, kind of networking and talking to people and getting people to know SwitchThink a little bit better. What are some of the other goals that you want to accomplish here?
Yeah, well, you see, the biggest thing is building relationship and collaborating. We know we don't have every idea that exists inside of SwitchThink, so interactions with credit unions and asking them what's important to them and how we can help them do that is what this is all about for us. And there's just a ton of activity and a ton of discussion. And, you know, we're learning from being here, from other credit unions. We're able to share some of the experiences that we've already created for some with others. So it's been a great conference.
And that's the beauty of it. I'm glad you said that the share word, you know, because
right.
Everyone's here is kind of sharing their story. What's working, what's not working, what can we do better, how can we make this even better, that type of thing. So I bet you're hearing a lot of that here. And then how can you enhance what's already been done? So
absolutely.
You're kind of complementing what's going on already. So it's really a good story to hear.
Yeah, absolutely. And Correlation's doing that. You know, our interest is in helping them build the core. So we want to make sure as much as can be done in the core is done there. But we know there are a lot of things around the core and supporting the core that the credit unions need in order to serve their members better and continue to grow their member base.
Dee, I want to ask you kind of a trend question. What trends are you seeing in core technology these days, or what's coming down the pipe, rather? What do you see? If it's possible to get your crystal ball out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it doesn't take a rocket science to figure out mobile. You know, the world's going mobile, and our responsibility, I think, for our members is to enable their interactions each day on their mobile applications and to be able to do as much as they can from home that they used to have to go to the branch to do. So the level of integration and collaboration and digitizing of workflows across the enterprise is required to make that work. That and just, you know, the trend of outsourcing. You know, more and more people are outsourcing their technology. The realization is that they don't have to process everything in-house in order to achieve their objectives. So clearly seeing trends there. You know, but we're not stuck on any of those trends. Our mode of operation is we find places to add value, and we're going to do that in and around the Keystone system and the Correlation client base. And we want to be the go-to place for people who are looking to take that next step in their operational efficiency or whatever.
Indeed, I think that's a great message to end on, Scott. Thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes here and letting us know a little bit more about SwitchThing.
Fantastic. Yep. Thanks,
Scott. Appreciate your time, as always.
Good to see you, sir.
Keep up the good work, sir.